Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we are watching, Governor DeSantis is doing a great job with the response from Milton. The storm surge is still a major concern down there. And the White House is busy screaming about disinformation and hate speech as they try to use this as an opportunity for censorship. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today, 855-839-1210, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. This is our happy hour. 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we will be tomorrow for our next live show. And I really want you to join us for that. It's going to be a blast, all right? It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you join us in Cape May, 3 to 7 p.m. You can stay for the whole show, stay for a little bit of the show, and you don't need a reservation. Just come on by and say hello. I want to welcome back to the show. Phil Kirpin is president of American Commitment. We're going to talk about the economy. Follow him on X at Kirpin and AmericanCommitment.org. How you doing, my friend? How's the swamp treating you these days?
Well, I'm doing better than you guys are after my Mets.
I shouldn't have had you on today. I forgot.
I regret this. I couldn't believe it.
You should not be saying this right now. This is just rude. You're being rude. I invite you into my house, and this is what you do?
Only because it's gone the other way so many times. I mean, come on.
It's too new, Phil. It's too new, and it hurts. It really, we're all hurting today, you know? It's like kicking a man when he's down.
I apologize. I've been there many, many times.
Well, I hope the Mets go down in flames, all right? So there, I've got you back. I will be rooting against them with a passion. Fair enough. Listen, let's talk about something we do agree on, which is that this administration is destroying the economy, okay? Can we talk about it? Maybe they already have. I don't know. They're bragging about the inflation numbers. Is this something they should be bragging about?
I don't think so. You know, it's interesting. We've got this, the Fed declares victory over inflation prematurely, in my judgment, and they went with the big rate cut probably to try to juice the economy a bit before the election, because Jay Powell knows that Kamala Harris will keep him on the job and Donald Trump will fire him. And as soon as the Fed does that, commodity prices start rising again pretty sharply. Interest rates go up rather than down. You kind of feel inflation starting to reignite. And then they put out this September CPI report, and they say, oh, look how great it is. Everything's well, I mean, you know, there was only like a week after the rate cut in September, and so you're not going to see it in the September numbers. But there are a lot of early indicators that inflation is, if anything, reaccelerating right now. And, you know, even if you believe these numbers, and I'm sort of suspicious of them, the idea that, you know, we've conquered inflation, so everything is great and we have no economics, this ignores what most households have experienced over the last few years, which is they've still not caught up to where they were, where their incomes were in 2019 in real terms, because the amount of their pay raises is less than the amount of the price increases of everything that's gone on. So you've got most families in a situation where you get towards the end of the month and you can't afford everything that you used to be able to afford a few years ago. And you got to decide whether you want to put it on a credit card and run up a balance or tell your kids, sorry, you can't do, you know, whatever it is. And it's why we have this huge rise in credit card debt. And people do not feel secure economically. So they see these headlines say, hey, great, everything's great, the greatest economy ever. And people think it's coming from a different planet. That's not what people are experiencing.
Yeah, no, I went shopping today. I did not see prices coming down at all. No way. And the other part about this, too, is that the jobs numbers, they keep revising them months after they release them. So and also, too, there's a lot of growth in the government sector. Again, seems to be the only area where we're actually really seeing job growth. Yeah. But
the most recent jobs report, Rich, you're exactly right. The most recent jobs report. The media went wild about how great this jobs report is because the unemployment ticked down from 4.2 to 4.1. If you took the government jobs out, it'd be 4.5. All the growth was in the government. So we're all going to pay for that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, Kirpin. I mean, that's the thing. This is why it's frustrating. It's kind of like a psyop in many ways, the propaganda that they're pushing out here. Meanwhile, we're dealing with a $1.8 trillion deficit. How do we deal with that situation? Because this is the kind of thing, I don't know if it motivates voters, and I guess we're always going to have conversations about that, right? Whether or not this stuff moves the needle on things. But I mean, $1.8 trillion, according to the CBO, I mean, these are shocking numbers. And we've had this runaway spending by this administration. I know they love to blame, you know, big grocery on everything. But the spending of this administration and trillions of dollars, and we've led to this place now, and they're talking about spending more money. And the Inflation Reduction Act, as they call it, which is not the correct name for it, did not reduce inflation, spent a lot of money on infrastructure stuff that wasn't even built, like charging stations and broadband cable. I mean, it's a mess, Phil.
Yeah, you know, what really kicked off the huge inflationary episode that we had, I mean, some of it started, you want to go back under Trump with the CARES Act, which is bipartisan, the first kind of round of COVID spending. But what really kicked it up into high gear, what took it all the way up to those high heights of inflation that we saw, it was the so-called American Recovery Plan, which was the $1.9 trillion inflation bomb at the very beginning of the Biden administration that Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote on. And they were like being warned by their own liberal economists. I remember Larry Summers was saying, yep, do not do this. This is going to be an inflation bomb. It's going to be a disaster. It'll destroy your presidency. And of course, they did it anyway. And inflation starts accelerating. And then they did the so-called, oh, here's our solution. Here's another giant spending bill, the Inflation Reduction Act, which, of course, made it worse and not better. And, you know, the only reason inflation's moderated over the last year is we've had a Republican House, which, you know, unfortunately, they haven't cut anything. But gridlock means they didn't do any more giant increases. And so Biden sent a $7 trillion budget. They basically rejected his giant increases for the most part. They didn't do another round of Green New Deal. They didn't do a huge health care bill. They didn't do a huge child care bill. The real nightmare scenario, if people want to be really scared economically, the real nightmare scenario is we might already be on the front end of a recession, which I think is why the Fed, one of the reasons they cut rates, they're scared that we are. But if in the face of a potential recession, you could have Democrats win the House, Senate, and White House, and get right off to the races on more mega gigantic spending bills, reignite inflation. You could have a total replay of the 1970s where, you know, you had sort of a double peak inflation in the 1970s. It went up to about 8-9%. It came down to 2%. Then it went up to double digits. And if we have unified democratic control, I think that's very likely that that history will repeat itself. Frankly, there's a risk, even if we don't have unified democratic control, that they could have another spending spree. And so I really do think that this is one of the best arguments for Republican candidates in this election is, look, we cannot afford to have the totally unchecked spending we would have with democratic control of Washington. And we just saw it. We just learned it. We had that. And look what happened. We, you know, you could say, oh, it's going to be the rich. But no, it's going to be everyone. Because we know they're never going to raise taxes to pay for all the spending, which means it's going to be through Federal Reserve money printing. You're going to pay for it on everything you buy.
It's a scary notion. Now, I guess the good news is that it doesn't seem like Kamala Harris's economic message is working. And if the polls are correct, Trump is leading. I had Tim Murtaugh on earlier in the show, and he was saying their internal numbers are looking great. Trump's got a lead in every swing state at this point, at least 6 out of 7, maybe not Nevada. But so it doesn't seem like her economic message is – I don't even know what her economic message is. I mean, I guess the price gauging controls and giving people money. I mean, again, you know, $25,000 for first-time home buyers and, you know, paying for this. Biden announced today that he's going to let you write off your interest on car loans. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like her message is resonating with people. And I bet you the average person probably doesn't know what her economic ideas are. So for a lot of this, I guess they're going with the feeling that Trump was better and they remember things being better under Trump. So it's kind of and that helps him, I think. I mean, do you agree with that analysis?
Well, I mean, her economic platform is basically spend trillions of dollars more on everything, spend trillions mm-hmm. of dollars on housing subsidies, spend trillions of dollars on more green energy giveaways. It's just spend, you know, new child care subsidies. I mean, she's got this laundry list of all the stuff she wants to spend on. And you ask how she's going to pay for it, and all she says, oh, I'm going to make the rich pay their fair share. Well,
right.
I mean, I'm sure you and your listeners know that tax collections from the rich are the highest they've ever been in the history of the country. And I say sort of, I'm going to make them. It doesn't add up. And in order to have the spending agenda that she's talking about, you're either going to have another huge burst of inflation, which I think is by far the most likely thing, or they're going to pass some new tax on everyone. You can't. The numbers don't work to do it just on the rich. And then you kind of look at sort of, you know, look at some of the ideas that she sort of has half presented. So like her housing thing, she says, I'm going to build 3 million housing units and I'm going to do it. And she doesn't say how she's going to pay for it. But Elizabeth Warren has introduced a bill that's almost the exact same spending on housing. And she pays for it by cutting the exemption of the federal death tax from $13 million to $3.5 million and raising the rate from 40% to 55 to 65%. So you take 65% of everything that someone tries to leave to their family, destroy every family, farm, and business in America to build more housing. So, I mean, that's what Elizabeth Warren wants to do. Is that what Harris wants to do? I don't know. Maybe. I don't think she'd veto it.
No, definitely not. No, I mean, we have to realize, I mean, this is a very progressive, I'm being kind here with the word, but this is a very progressive candidate. I mean, she's a progressive. I was thinking the other day, Biden ran on a much more moderate position than he's taken as president. I mean, he on day one started governing like a Kamala Harris. I mean, with the spending bills you're talking about with canceling the Keystone XL pipeline and you know, I mean, just surrendering the border. She will be even worse, though. And I guess it's an anomaly in politics when you're the change candidate and you come out and say there's nothing you would change.
Right.
So I think that it
like
says
a
lot.
Yeah, I mean, it says that sort of her central campaign themes are totally empty rhetoric. There's no substantive way to defend, you know, the way to have change is to vote for, you know, the person who's the current vice president. It doesn't actually make sense. But, you know, she's got a huge media apparatus. She's got all of Hollywood, all of the media. She's got all of the corporate America for the most part. So she's got kind of this huge apparatus that's doing everything. You know what I think's going on in the last week or two, why she's fallen in the polls? It's not even just that she's made mistakes and blunders and said dumb things. It's that the media's had other news to cover. So they're covering storms and other things that are happening. They can't just spend their time talking about how great and wonderful she is. And mm-hmm. So, you know, it starts to flag a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point. I mean, they are her biggest cheerleader, no question about that. And so now they're talking about something else. And how much of the impact do you think of the response to the storm? Does that matter to people? I think it does. I think America doesn't like it when we can't help each other. And then to talk about giving money to Lebanon in the middle of all this, well, she's out there saying $750 to people. I mean,
How does that press release get approved?
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't understand that.
It's like Blinken tweeted that on Friday, and I thought, is this guy trying to help Trump? I mean, what's going on here? Makes no sense.
I do think there's some resentment. I mean, I think that Joe Biden himself, you know, I don't know, on those days where he's lucid, which is, I don't know, maybe every other day, whatever, he really regrets withdrawing from the race. I mean, he didn't come out and saying, you know, I'm in contact with Governor DeSantis. I'm providing everything he needs. He's doing a great job. I mean, why would he say that except to try to get a little revenge for getting dumped off the ticket? So, I mean, 100%. Look, I think he still has plenty of bad days, but the days where he's there mentally, he seems to be rooting against his own team.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he comes out and he C-blocks her when she's about to do a rally in Detroit, and then does it the other day when she's about to go on The View and say she wouldn't change a thing. So I don't know. I mean, I agree with you. I think he was the most surprised guy to find out that he was out of the race. No one was more surprised than Joe Biden. And I do think he wants to go out there and tell everybody he's the only guy that could have beat Donald Trump. I think he would enjoy seeing her go down. I really do.
You know, at least some days it seems that way. You know,
the other days he's thinking about banana pudding, but, you know, obviously
right,
just
exactly
depends on how lucid he is. All right, my man, well, keep up the good work. It's always great to have you on the show. I appreciate it. Do you want to give any crystal ball predictions in terms of where her campaign will try to go in the next couple of weeks? I mean, Carville's out there saying she's got to do more press conferences. I mean, obviously the, you know, Orange Man bad thing is not working for her. Is there a way she can save this thing? Do you anticipate her pivoting on message in any way?
I think they're just going to lean harder into sort of their core message, which is like social issue, fear-mongering. It'll be more ads of women saying, you know, IVF will be banned if Trump wins, and I'll never be able to have a family and all stuff like that. And by the way, the media will never fact-check any of her false ads.
Right. And in terms of Trump's economic message, you think it's playing well? I do. I like the idea, for example, of the 15% tax rate if you're a company that builds in America. I think that's really good.
Well, I mean, I think he's got a lot of good ideas, but the main message, and I think the one that he just needs to hammer for the next month and probably will, is that you were better off when I was president. I think most people will agree with that. They'll nod along. So that's, I think, the biggest problem that Harris has got is where she's running against somebody who was president in the recent past and people remember it fondly.
Always a pleasure having you, even though you're a Mets fan. I still like you. Follow him on X at Kirpin. What?
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
All right, we're going to try this now. And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. We're going to try to play a clip on our YouTube stream. If you're watching on YouTube right now, which I appreciate if you are, and don't forget, tomorrow we'll be live in Cape May. We're going to stream the show from Cape May. So we got to make sure we have the equipment to do so. Justin, I'm sure you're all over that. We need that.
Yep.
A megaphone. And a puppet. Yeah. You know about the puppet?
I do not know about the
DeSantis,
puppet.
DeSantis, you got to tell him about the puppet. DeSantis.
We have the puppet, don't worry. We have the puppet, we have the puppet.
All right, we got to make sure we have the puppet. This is a good time to break out the puppet. You'll see you tomorrow, Justin. Everybody's excited to meet you, too, by the way, so they're excited.
I'm excited to meet everybody for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. And DeSantis, everybody's thrilled you're not going to be there. Thrilled. True story.
Unnecessarily mean.
All right, which clip should we try first here in our unveiling our official first try again on YouTube streaming live? Do you want to do Crazy Waltz's wife?
Yeah, I think we can go with Gwen Waltz.
Gwen Waltz. All right, so that would be cut number 23. This is a human cringe machine. Let's watch it. Let's get to see it. Here we go. 23, go.
Well, thanks. When the Scarlet Team comes on the field, we will all stand up and cheer. To the other team, we'll never yield, and we won't forget we're here. We will fight for victory and win. We will conquer every fight.
Oof, that's brutal. Oh, man, that's brutal. Ouch. That is the most condescending substitute teacher I have ever seen in my life. That is really bad. And watching it is really bad. Oof. I hope you're streaming on YouTube right now and you can see the clapping as she goes along here. These are adults in the room. These are not children in the room, just so you know. These are adults, adult human beings. Oof.
Yeah, if you are watching along on YouTube, can you let me know in the chat if that played properly? That would be very much appreciated.
Yeah, let us know if it played properly and if the audio timed out and all the other things, all right? Because this is what we run as our first clip. Yeah, that's right, exactly right. Yay! So it says, let us know if it all matched up, the audio and the video, okay? Good, excellent. That's excellent. great comments on YouTube today. We're inviting you to let us know what you hate. So this is a free platform for you to say what you hate. But it's got to be something nice. It's got to be nice, like Mama Zioli. You know, you have to be nice. You can't say, like, I hate Italians or something. You got to be something nice. So, like, I hate Ben Affleck. I hate pineapple pizza. I hate the cut sheet. Whatever else it is, all right? I hate Gwen Waltz's singing. I hate that condescending nonsense. For example. All right, it played and sounded good. All right, let's do it. Let's go for broke. Let's try it again, Matt DeSantis. What do you think? Kirk, let's try cut number five. This is cut number four. We tried this earlier. This is Governor Ron DeSantis nuking Kamala Harris for her response to the hurricane and for trying to meddle here in politics. Cut number four.
She has no role in this process. And I've been dealing with these storms in Florida under both Trump and Biden. Neither of them ever politicized it. And in fact, all the storms I've dealt with under this administration, although I've worked well with the president, she has never called in Florida. She has never offered any support. So what she's doing is she's trying to inject herself into this because of her political campaign. So as the governor here who's leading this, I don't have time for those games. I don't care about her campaign. Obviously, I'm not a supporter of hers, but she has no role in this process. And so I'm working with the people I need to be working with. We're leveraging the resources I need to be leveraging. And for her to try to say that my focus should be on catering to her rather than worrying about my own people, just so she doesn't understand what it means to respond to these natural disasters.
Good for him. And good job, Kirk. That was great. Flawless. Look at that. It's like a real show. We got video and audio, and I got a juggler. You can't see the juggler on camera yet, but we'll bring the juggler on at some point too as well. Let's go for three. Let's see if we can nail the trifecta while we're at it. All right. This is Governor Ron DeSantis talking about the fact, well, a reporter tried to tie the tornadoes to climate change, and Governor DeSantis, well, he schooled this reporter in a way that only DeSantis can do. The greater DeSantis, not Matt DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, no relation to the lesser DeSantis. Matt DeSantis, my executive producer. Cut number five.
Tornadoes? I think you can go back and find tornadoes for all of human history, for sure. And especially, you know, Florida, you know, how does this storm rate in kind of the history of storms? I think it hit with a barometric pressure of, what was it, about 950 millibars when it hit, which I think if you go back to 1851, there's probably been 27 hurricanes that have had so the lower the barometric pressure, the stronger it is. I think there have been about 27 hurricanes that have had lower barometric pressure on landfall than Milton did. And of those, 17 occurred, I think, prior to 1960. And the most powerful hurricane on record since the 1850s in the state of Florida occurred in the 1930s, the Labor Day hurricane. Barometric pressure on that was 892 millibars. It totally wiped out the Keys. We've never seen anything like it. And that remains head and shoulders above any powerful powerful hurricane that we've ever had in the state of Florida. The most deadly hurricane we've ever had was in 1928. The Okeechobee hurricane killed over 4,000 people. Fortunately, we aren't going to have anything close to that on this hurricane. But even ones like Ian, where you had, wasn't even close to that. So, you know, I just think people should put this in perspective. They try to take different things that happen with tropical weather and act like it's something. There's nothing new under the sun. This is something that the state has dealt with for its entire history, and it's something that we'll continue to deal with. I think what's changed is we've got 23 million people. A storm that hits is likely to hit more people and property than it would have 100 years ago, and so the potential for that damage has grown. But what's also changed is our ability to do the prevention, to pre-stage the assets. I mean, we never did the pre-staging of power assets until I became governor. Now people like expect that, but that wasn't what was done in the past. That's why people would be out with power for 3 weeks when we'd have hurricanes. We thought that that's not good. Now we have to pay to get these guys to come in, but my view is the quicker you get everyone hooked up, the better off the economy is going to be anyway. So why don't we just do that? Having the different search and rescue, having a state guard, all these different things are just bringing different tools to the fight, and it allows us to respond more effectively. So if we had the tools that we had in 1928 to fight an Ian or to fight some of these, you would have had higher death tolls. There's no question about that.
Good for him. Good for him. The climate change thing, it's amazing when they bring up weather events that happened before the invention of the combustion engine or when we didn't have a lot of cars on the road. But I digress. Now, this is a clip you must see. And thanks to our buddy Johnny Cook for sending it to me. Also, I got to say, Chris Donahue, well done. So there's nothing that makes me happier in life than when we get the Zeoli Army does a throwback to something I talked about years and years ago, my first time at Afternoon Drive. So Chris said next week, in studio, live dwarf tossing. Do you remember that, DeSantis? You were with us back then for that. When Maisie Hirono came out and tried to ban dwarf tossing, do you remember?
I don't think I was here for that.
I'm pretty sure you were. I think you were filling in back then, but maybe not. But she had a bill, the dumbest senator not on the mainland of the United States of America, because that's that idiot in Connecticut, Blumenthal. But she is the dumbest senator not on the mainland because she's Hawaii. But she had a bill to ban dwarf tossing, and the dwarf community was outraged by it because a lot of people make money. You can't make this up. As a dwarf who gets tossed. And so I was on Team Dwarf. And I mean, I probably would be, actually, if you saw me in person. But no, but I was on Team Dwarf saying, you shouldn't ban this. This is ridiculous. And the bill did not pass. And dwarf tossing, I believe is still legal in the United States of America. But yeah, it was. It was Maisie Hirono dwarf tossing. I swear, I'm not making this up. And you know, all these people that's their job, like they're professional dwarfs who get tossed. And they were like, don't ban this. This is how I make my living. And it's a good living, you know? So I remember, that's funny. That's a funny throwback. All right. But this you got to see. This is a clip that Trump played of our old military versus our new woke military. We'll stream it live. We'll stream it for you here on YouTube. Right now, he did this yesterday at the Scranton, Pennsylvania rally. Cut 21.
You will learn by the number.
Happy Pride. Happy Pride Month. And actually, let's declare it a summer of pride.
So you're a killer.
Sir, yes, sir.
I would see your war face.
Sir,
you got a war face.
Oh. Hopefully you beep that. Good work.
Yeah. Just going to have to stop that because that's three dumps.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll try to polish that. Going forward, this is all work in progress, but I'd say great success for our first day streaming video clips on YouTube, except for we lost our FCC license. Other than that, I think that was a huge success. So if you don't count that part of it, pretty good. You know what I mean?
We're
off the radio tomorrow, but other than that, it was great. Well done. Now, this is just audio. Trump participating in a moderated conversation. The moderator said, "You have an enormous amount of energy." He does. He's very high energy, Trump. He's got a lot of energy. This is what he said in response. Take a listen. That's you, DeSantis.
Sorry. DeSantis. Here we go. Here we go.
I would stay right here and I would follow the gravy train. Because you're going to have such a great opportunity right in the area that you want to be. You want to be here because your grandparents are here and your parents are here and people are there. They don't want to leave. They've been forced to leave this area because of politicians that didn't know what they were doing. I would say stay tuned for a little while. Let's see what happens in the election.
Just to jump to a couple of personal questions. The first one that I've always been intrigued with, you have an enormous amount of energy. I haven't seen anybody like you in my lifetime that keep on going and going and going. In spite of sometimes some rather negative, responses and forces here in our country, how do you do it?
Like a bullet to the ear. So I had parents that were great. It's you have good parents. You sort of, I believe in that theory. It helps. But I did. I have two parents that were energetic. They lived for a long time. They were around for a long time. They were great people. But my father had tremendous energy, and my mother did, too, and it's a little bit that, I think, more than anything else. And I enjoy what I do, and I love this, despite I could be right now in the most beautiful ocean on the sand, exposing my really beautiful body. So beautiful. To the sun and the surf.
Matt. He also just wins the quote of the year. He finally defined for everybody, and I think we knew this, what the biggest threat to democracy is in America. The biggest threat to democracy, and you hear this all the time, threat to democracy, threat to democracy. And yes, we are a constitutional republic, but you still hear it all the time. Threat to democracy, threat to democracy. Well, Donald Trump just defined what a threat to democracy really is. Take a listen.
You see, that's the real threat to democracy, stupid people. That's the threat. Our biggest threat to democracy is stupid people.
Love it. Stupid people. Well done. All right. Excellent. All right. We are continuing along here in the 5 o'clock hour. We're very, very excited tomorrow to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Got a great guest coming up. He was at the Butler rally. He's a hero. He's Rico Elmore, and he's also the vice chairman of the Republican Committee of Beaver County. He's a veteran. He spoke at Trump's rally. We're gonna have him on the show next. You definitely want to stick around for that. We're streaming live on YouTube. I got to tell you, Emmons Roofing and Siding is going to help you out with all of your home needs as we get ready for winter coming. You got to think about your own infrastructure. So how's that roof of yours doing? Well, call Emmons and get a free roof inspection. If you have a property at the Jersey Shore, you definitely want to think about doing that because Jersey Shore winters can be brutal. And right now, Emmons is offering each and every one of my listeners 10% off an inflation relief discount, 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson windows, and door replacement. Great thing. And you can trust that Emmons will do the job right. Just reach out to them today by going to EmmonsRoofing.com, EmmonsRoofing.com. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. We've used them over the years in two of our homes, our old home. They did the roof and the windows. New home now, they replaced skylights, and they did some siding for us, and just put in a new kitchen door, and it looks beautiful. So go with the team from Emmons. Go with EmmonsRoofing.com. 10% off inflation relief discount, EmmonsRoofing.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Oli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tomorrow we'll have a nice beach theme for the music when we're live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And Kirk will be there as well. That's right. I always forget, but he's helps with the promotions team as well. So you'll have Justin and Kirk tomorrow. It's going to be great. You'll have both. Fantastic. Look at that. So I don't know who's going to moderate the YouTube chat tomorrow, Kirk, but maybe we'll have to figure that out. What do you think?
Kirk went had to go back.
All right, well, we'll have to figure out. Somebody's going to have to monitor the YouTube chat, but we can wear multiple hats. It'll be fine. We'll figure it out. But we're excited that both Justin and Kirk will be there tomorrow, and I'm excited for my next guest. Welcome back to the show on X at Rich Zeoli, Rico Elmore, Vice Chairman of the Republican Committee of Beaver County, Pennsylvania, and this is a big deal. You are a true patriot, sir, a true hero. You're a veteran, and I'll talk about what you did at Butler in a moment. But welcome to the show, and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be on the show. I greatly appreciate this. I greatly appreciate just being on here, talking to the people, talking to the voters. Being a comms director for PA Chase and working with the election, it's a dream come true.
You provided first aid to the man who passed away at the Trump rally, Corey Compatore, and you escorted members of his family to the ambulance. You then returned, covered in Corey's blood. You helped Secret Service agents carry off another woman that fainted. And I think we're all just thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for serving our country. Thank you for stepping up that day. A lot of other people would have ran. You went there and you tried to help. And that means a lot. So thank you very much.
I thank you for that very much. I got out there. I did what was right. You know, I'm a person for the people. I'm an individual who doesn't see, you know, race, sex, orientation, creed, et cetera. It's more importantly to get out there and help people. So I say that God put me in the right place at the right time.
Indeed, he did, no doubt. And we're glad you were there. So since then, you've been traveling the state and you're working really hard. I know the PA Chase is a great organization, Cliff Maloney. What's the goal here? What are we trying to accomplish?
I mean, the goal is that, what you call it, is PA chase. You know, we're out there looking at the mail-in ballots and trying to get individuals to turn in those mail-in ballots. We're following those mail-in ballots from beginning to end. We're letting people know that, hey, it is okay. It's okay to do a mail-in ballot. You never know what's going to happen. So always, always be prepared for the unknown. I mean, we're out there knocking 500,000 doors. I mean, we have people chasing ballots. We got roughly 120 full-time ballot chasers. So, wow. I mean, the goal at the end of the day is to take the GOP and instead of doing 20% mail-in ballots, take them to 33% mail-in ballots. I mean, ultimately, that's the goal.
Okay, that's great. I think it's great. And listen, what you just said, Rico Elmore, is very important to understand. And that is that we need to embrace this. We have to embrace this. And and you don't have to mail your ballot back in. You can actually bring it in person if you want. But we need to know that people are getting them so that we can check them off the list, right?
Correct. We can't fight the system.
Yeah. Right, exactly. We got to embrace the system. It's a system we have, no doubt about it. And tell me why you personally are a supporter of Donald Trump's, Rico.
You know, I'm personally a supporter because in the beginning, I looked at it and I said, who is going to be here for the people, who is fighting for the people every single day? We have a man who you may not like his rhetoric, but we're not all perfect. We're not voting because he's a nice guy. We're voting for good policy. And number one, being in the military and being everywhere in this world, I understand what it means to produce. How do you put food on the table? How do you provide for your family? I have my own family. I have a 12-year-old daughter, and I go out to work every day. We need to make America energy independent, but also we got to stop outsourcing and turn the United States into a manufacturing superpower. And Donald Trump speaks those words. What he says he wants to do provides for not only my family, your family, seniors, kids. That's what's important.
Well said, my man. Well said. Well, you know, God bless you, and thank you for being a hero that day in Butler. I know that Corey Compatori's family appreciates everything that you did. I know that the president does, and we do, certainly. And thank you for your great work with PA Chase. And how can people get involved and help out and chase that ballot and make sure that we're doing everything we can to turn Pennsylvania red this November?
And that's the goal. So they can get involved by going to their local committees, Republican committees, letting them know they want to get involved in the election. But then they themselves can go and get their mail-in ballots or fill out to get their mail-in ballots, take a friend to go vote, knock on the door, make a phone call. There's so many things that you can do, but just get involved because that's what's important. And if you want to also go help, go to pachase.com and get involved that way.
All right, brother. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it, man. Be well.
Hey, thank you. God bless. Have a good one.
God bless.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we got a lot more to get to. All right, I'm loaded up here. It's stuff I haven't even started to get to. And I have a great guest coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, too, an Israeli Olympic champion who is going to respond to what Kamala Harris said regarding Netanyahu, too. So that's going to be great. Trump had a rally today. I wanted to share a couple clips with you, though. He spoke at the Detroit Economic Forum. He talked about when he left office, there was no inflation. And this is true. And I think this is the message. And to what Kirpin said earlier today, he's exactly right on this point. Remind people of how much better things were under you. That needs to be the message. Cut number 12.
4 years ago when I left office, we had no inflation. We had virtually, just think of it, we had virtually no inflation for the entire 4 years. So when people made money, that was really their money. It wasn't money that they have to give back to a source that they know nothing about, including government. Under Biden and Harris, because of inflation, the economy has been a total disaster. But Kamala says that she can't think of one thing that she would do differently. She said that 2 days ago in a very unfortunate interview for her. And there are many people saying, in particular, highly respected analysts like Scott Bessent, one of the top analysts on Wall Street, that the only reason that the stock market has gone up is because Donald Trump is doing very well in the polls, and it looks like he's going to win. A lot of people are saying that. Who knows? But a lot of people are saying that the only way to end this suffering is to vote for change this November.
Yeah, look, the point of things were better off 4 years ago than they are today is 100% true. And that needs to be the message over and over and over again. Because, look, if you think about it, people, they say, look back on politics and they think about things being better. Nostalgia is true. It's a real thing. But the numbers don't lie. I mean, your memory may play tricks on you in life, but the numbers don't lie. And people know where the economy was in 2021 when Biden took office, and they know where the economy is now. It's not that complicated. And Kamala Harris, in my opinion, blew her chance, because her chance to win was to be the change candidate by saying, I reject the policies of Joe Biden. But that was never going to happen. So she never really had I'm not going to say that Trump's going to win big, but I'm feeling that way very much. I also don't want to jinx anything. And we got a couple weeks to go. But I think when the record is written on this election, what people will say is that she got off on the wrong start because she was never able to distance herself from the policies of this administration. And that choosing somebody who was the vice president to take over for the president in a time when people wanted change and they thought America was on the wrong track, you only did that because you thought anybody could beat Trump as long as it wasn't a senile, deranged old man. And it's the same reason why the Democrats went after Trump and prosecuted him so many times, for the exact same reasoning. They thought, as long as we make him the nominee, anybody can beat him. Any Democrat can beat him. See, their Trump derangement, their hatred of him, is their downfall. Because if they didn't hate him so much, they would have seen that putting in the vice president who embraces the policies that America hates is not going to beat Trump. But they just assumed, hey, as long as we don't have a senile old man there, Any living Democrat can beat Trump because Trump's awful and everybody hates him and his mean tweets and he's misogynist and he's Hitler and blah, 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 and all the crap they say. And no, it's not true. So that will be what's written one day about this election. And we'll see if I'm right about my prediction after Election Day. I have a feeling, once again, I will be proven correct. And you'll be proven correct if you follow Mama Zioli's advice, who just texted me, by the way, and this is a profound text. I'll share it with you right now. Rich, if she gets elected, we will lose more than our First Amendment rights. It's a profound text from Mama Zioli. So thank you, Mama Zioli, for sharing your insight into there. We will lose more than our First Amendment rights. Well, right? DeSantis is big. Mama Zioli weighed in on the show. She means she's listening.
Yeah, it disproves your theory. I guess she does listen to the show. That's pretty big. That's big news in and of itself.
She turns the show. She turns the station off at 3, turns it back on at 7 for Fela. She just had the time wrong. And I heard myself before echoing in my house because I'm in the home studio. And that's because Bridget was actually listening to the show in the kitchen while she was making dinner. And I said, I can't. I'm hearing myself on that speaker. It's vibrating. I can't hear myself. So I had to turn off the show. But she was listening to the show. It's the first time for everything. Isn't that something?
It's a big day.
I'm like, turn off this blowhard, please, will you? Mama Zioli discovered Dr. Mike Veneria for our family, and I'm so glad she did because he's a great dentist, and he'll give you and your family the smile of your dreams. And listen, this is a guy who stands with our veterans and the veterans and the entire community. He's having an annual Veterans Breakfast and free community shredding event. It's always Veterans Day weekend. It's Saturday, November 9th at his office in Cinnaminson, New Jersey. You can come and you can say hello to our veterans and thank them, have some free breakfast, and also bring the documents that you want to get shredded. That's right, free community shredding event. And you'll meet Dr. Mike in person if you haven't already met him, and you'll see why he's such a great dentist. For 12 years, he's been named and recognized among his peers as a master of implant dentistry, and you get a free implant consultation. Just reach out to his office by calling 856-786-2020 or VeneriaDental.com, VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com. And mark your calendar for Saturday, November 9th for his free shredding event and Veterans Day breakfast to say thank you to our community. He does it every year. He's a great guy. VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. HD.
Phelan's got Levitt on, huh? Very cool. All right. Well, that's great. So tune into Jimmy Phelan's show starting at 7 p.m. tonight, and then Sterling at 10. Got a great night ahead for you. I have an entire other hour to go, though, and I need to get into a number of different things. And I'm going to talk to an Olympic athlete, a champion for Israel. And I also want to get into a story with you about companies are scrapping or rolling back their DEI programs. Why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? I'm going to tell you why. And this administration, shameful. It is using the hurricane as an excuse for mass censorship. I want to get into that in more detail as well. I know I've talked about it a little bit during the show today, but I want to get into it in more detail as well. So we have a big, big hour straight ahead still. But tomorrow, Kate May, we are live at the Grand Hotel, my happy place. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Justin will be there, and Kirk will be there. And the good news is DeSantis will not be there. That is great news for everybody. I mean, we're excited about that. Am I right? And his fake girlfriend won't be there either because she's fake. So...
She's real. She was at the broadcast this summer. Everyone saw her. She's very real. She's much a person and not a figment of my imagination.
Your Snuffleupagus is welcome at our broadcasts anytime, okay? We're going to start calling her Snuffy.
Right now, so.
We're going to start calling
She's
her
overseas.
Oh, Snuffy, have a safe flight, okay? And Justin, did your fake girlfriend, did she survive the hurricane in Florida?
I did get an update during the show, and there was minor flooding. She's fine.
Okay, yeah. Good.
A little bit of wind damage, but she's fine. Gladly.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that both fake girlfriends are doing great. Everybody's doing just fine. So that's good news. Excellent. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. You got to laugh. And the story that I opened the show with today about TD Bank, and this is still amazing. I still can't believe this happened. They enabled drug traffickers. They'll pay $3 billion fine to the feds. This is a major thing. Deficiencies in TD Bank's anti-money laundering compliance campaign led to all this money being funneled to drug dealers. And it's a big, big story because they got branches all over and they're based in Toronto. So there you go. If you're a TD Bank customer, just know that the lollipops you got at the branch might be laced with Colombian cocaine. Not saying they are for sure, but there's a good possibility that your late fees and overdraft fees help to fund drug traffickers. Our fourth and final hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.